Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Traumatic brain injuries often leave patients unable to communicate with their doctors and loved ones. But as Damian Kruse, a postdoctoral fellow with the Brain and Mind Institute at the University of Western Ontario, explains, new brain scanning methods are providing a clearer picture of the patient's experience.
Following a severe brain injury, some people progress into the vegetative state, a condition in which the individual appears to be awake but shows absolutely no external signs that they are aware of themselves or of their environment. Using a form of brain imaging known as functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI, Adrian Owen from Western University has proved that there are a significant minority of these patients who are in fact entirely aware and able to understand instructions and follow commands. One of these patients was even able to communicate yes and no responses by means of their brain activity that was detected with fMRI. Professor Owen and myself, along with a team of international collaborators, demonstrated that we were able to detect this covert awareness with a considerably cheaper and more portable form of brain imaging, known as electroencephalography, or EEG, which uses an array of electrodes placed on the scalp to detect small changes in the brain's electrical activity. We asked patients to imagine moving their hands and their feet, and found that 19% of a group of 16 vegetative state patients produced patterns of brain activity which were indistinguishable from those produced by healthy, aware individuals following the same commands, thus showing us that these patients were not vegetative, but in fact, entirely aware. Due to the low cost and portability of EEG equipment, it is now possible for this type of assessment to be taken to the bedsides of the many patients in this condition worldwide, so that they may be provided with a more accurate diagnosis. Our EEG approach also opens the door to the very real possibility of directly helping these patients by providing them with a means of communication that does not require them to physically speak, allowing us to understand their inner worlds, their experiences, and their needs for the first time since their injuries. The implications of restored communication for the families and loved ones of these patients are clear.
That was Damian Kruse of the University of Western Ontario.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
There's someone in my head, but it's not me.